Happy holidays, people. Are you in the market for an American Pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are styled, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. To order your Kingsley 1945 watch, go to their website at www.kingsley1945.com. You can see a list of all of the collection, their distributors, I happen to be one of, and if you order your Kingsley 1945 watch with me before the end of November of 2015, receive a complimentary gift with purchase. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the new Autodromo Group B, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you all had a phenomenal Thanksgiving, all the turkey sandwiches are eaten, and you had a good restful one, and were with loved ones, and had a great time. Today I want to talk to you about the Autodromo Group B. Autodromo is a brand out of Brooklyn, New York. It was founded by a gentleman named Bradley Price. Bradley is very innovative. He's got a vision. He's, you know, been a very big fan of vintage, you know, race cars since he was a kid. You know, he's, you know, combined that with his love of vintage watches as well, and respect of vintage watches, and come out with a brand of called Autodromo. Autodromo is a very, very cool brand. It's been around since 2011. It's Bradley's brainchild. It's his concept. And not only do they sell really cool racing-inspired watches, but they also do leather straps. They also do racing gloves, driving gloves. They do incredible glasses, sunglasses that are made in Japan. But the new Group B is a watch that is going to be out within a week or two, and it's you can pre-order on the Autodromo website, which is www.autodromo.com. The watch is 39 millimeters in case size. It's the case is a combination of titanium and stainless steel. It's very light. It's the lightest watch in the collection. The case is, you know, very much inspired by, you know, the overall look of the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak, combined with, I'd say, the machine look of a DeLorean, the 80s iconic car that was in the movie Back to the Future. It comes in a nice collection of dials, from white to red to yellow to blue. And it's really cool. It looks a lot like a gauge in a car. Like, the hands are really cool. The styling is very cool. It sort of toes the line between a modern minimalist design that will become a true instant classic. I really appreciate the look of it. It comes with two straps as well. One is sort of like a gray NATO type strap that's, you know, got some texture to it, and the other one is the same color as whatever the dial is. So you got two straps. It's automatic. It's got a Miyota movement in it, a sapphire crystal. It's just a very original and unique design. One thing I love about Bradley's watches is that, you know, I recently spoke to him too. I had the opportunity to interview him over the phone, and, you know, we're going to do a live interview pretty soon, but whenever I'm in New York next. But I like the fact, what he said was very true. It's like, you look at these things and you think, wow, I've definitely seen this before. And then you look at it closer and you're like, no, I haven't, you know? It's very, very original. I mean, yeah, sure, there's an inspiration. I mean, we all take inspiration from something. But what I like about Bradley's watches is they're not, like, you see these people or these brands that try to combine horology with automotive or racing or whatever it is, and it's either too watchy or it's too automotive. What I like about this is it respects both traditions equally, and it's very well balanced. It's really well thought out, and the quality is there. The quality and design was there. You know, Bradley was a designer, so he understands, you know, with his experience of what it's like to get the best out of designing a product and working with manufacturers and speaking to people and getting the best aesthetic and the best quality build and making it, you know, affordable. I mean, the beauty about the Autodromo is that it's $930, the new Group B. It has a, it's a very 80s feel when you look at it. I do feel like it's one of these pieces to own for the future. I mean, there are very few watches out there under $1,000 that I would want to own. And Bradley's Group B is amazing. You know, I like the fact that he's kind of like a Renaissance man. He's a car collector. He loves vintage cars. His driving gloves were tested out of his love for them, and he's giving you that feel, the feel that he has or the feel that he wants when he's driving his vintage vehicles. He's being able to translate that and make it accessible to you. And when you see it, you realize, you know, and I have never seen an Autodromo watch before, but, you know, just from what he was saying and from the interview that we had, you know, you look at the dials under a loop and you realize the quality and the finish and the thought that went into it. You know, I mean, there are very few watch brands that I see. You know, a lot of watch brands today are trying to do the applied accents and applied numerals and applied this and applied that. And that's being, you know, I mean, people are giving it so much credit, which, hey, it's great. But, you know, you definitely don't find that as a norm. You do above a certain price point, but when you really look at watches up to $1,000, and let's face it, watches up to $1,000 price point categories are like, you know, Michael Kors and like fashion brands. Bradley plays in his own sort of field. Like, he's not a fashion brand, although I'm sure people could say, oh, it's fashionable, just by the aesthetic of it or the look of it, but it's not. Like, I think what he wanted was, when you look at his watches, and if you were to put them in a collection of vintage watches from a certain time period, that they would all, in some way, shape, or form, and I'm not talking about his whole collection, but they would sort of blend in as a stylized piece from that time period. But when you look at them, they're all so unique, and they're all so well made, and they're all so well styled, and they're all so original. So I give Bradley a lot of credit for establishing a brand, and not just for watches, a lifestyle brand that goes with the whole automotive thing. You know, it will play to the car enthusiast. It will play to the vintage watch collector. It will play to the newbie who wants to get into watches and has no idea. You know, the brands, like I said, under $1,000, there's some good ones, you know, Tissot's and even Swatch, and you know, you can find some Raymond Wiles, and you can find some other brands that are cool, but they kind of look very homogenized and safe and not original, and you know, they look exactly identical to the other. There wasn't an original thought except for, let's try to rip this off, you know, and that's really not an original thought either. Bradley takes time with what he does and what he wants to accomplish and how he wants to execute it. And I like that, because he doesn't answer to anyone either. It's his own company. So, you know, definitely look at the new Autodromo Group B. It's a really interesting design. It's a really simple design. It's a very timeless design for such a modern piece of machinery. And 39 millimeters is a great size. I mean, I think, you know, I fought the big, you know, for a long time after having a Panerai for, God, over 10 years, 12 years, you know, up until recently, I was wearing that for a long time, better half of a decade. And now I'm wearing a 42 millimeter watch, and I'm seeing, you know what? I never thought I'd be one of those people who would return back to the 40 to 42 millimeter size, but I'm really enjoying it, you know? I think there's a place for bigger watches, and they look great and they look awesome. But 39 millimeters for the new Group B is a great size. You know, it doesn't overpower the hand. It doesn't overpower the wrist. It's an accent. It's an accessory, and that's what a good accessory does. It doesn't overpower something. It complements everything. And I think that's what Bradley's been able to do with the new Group B and most of his collection. You know, I think he... he has a minimal aesthetic. He respects vintage. He loves automotive. And I think as his brand is evolving, you know, as he's evolving, so is his brand. Because I think he is his brand to a large degree. His website's great, by the way. Again, www.autodromo.com. You know, he's got a nice thing called lookbooks. And they're sort of like, you know, establishing shots of him in his car. You know, and you just more or less you see his hands with his driving gloves and his watches and how they play together and work together. And the vintage, particular vintage car he's in or that he's driving and the, you know, the insides of that. You see all that come together and you realize this is a complete brand and this is a great brand to look out to for the future. So definitely take a look at his website. Look at the collection. If you were looking for something cool and unique and different and original, definitely pre-order your Autodromo Group B today. If you have any questions, you can always email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. Visit my website. I will also throw the link to the article I wrote on the new Autodromo Group B. www.amitdavehonda.com. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. It's a great place to look at pics, to see updates, get links to my latest podcasts, so many different, where I am, what I'm doing, all that. So it's you know, you'll definitely feel like you're a part of my journey for sure. And I'm really grateful to everyone out there for supporting my podcast and supporting my videos and supporting what I do. I love what I do and I love helping you guys. So that's my passion. Go to my Facebook watch page and don't forget to like it. If you love this podcast, go to adh.podbean.com and in the lower right hand corner, there'll be a follow button. Please follow me. Your support is definitely appreciated. And also, I will throw the link to my weekly newsletter so that you can get informed. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.